give, they can't do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
All right, happy to join you today from Liberty Ford on 6600 Pearl Road in Parma Heights. As we continue our Liberty Ford remotes, we're going to be at all five of these Northeast Ohio dealerships. I am Vic Carucci here, Nathan Zagora there at the Browns Studios in the heart of the training facility in Berea, Ohio. And we are going to be with you for the next 2 hours talking the Browns talk. It's going to be a typical Thursday in that we will do the roundtable, although that will be done in Berea. That'll be Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. They'll join Nathan in studio there right around 1:30. At 2 p.m., you're going to hear from Fred Smirlus. Now, if that name rings a bell to anyone, he was a five-time Pro Bowl nose tackle, spent most of his career with the Buffalo Bills, but is a New England native and a Patriot. He also spent some time at the end of his career with the New England Patriots, does a lot of media there, television, radio, centered around the Pats, knows that team quite well. So he's going to give us a breakdown on this Patriots team right around 2 o'clock, and we're happy to have that. You're going to hear from Gerard Cherry also in hour number 2, his usual slot right around 2:40 or so. So, Nathan, maybe some good news on the quarterbacking front for the Browns, with Jason Campbell being cleared now for practice.
That's right, cleared for practice. He is practicing today, according to Scott Petrek, who often joins us here on the show. Brandon Whedon is the only player not practicing today, so Campbell is back. He has one more hurdle. He's been cleared for practice. One more hurdle to clear to be cleared for the game. But that looks pretty positive to me that the Browns will not have to go with Caleb Haney or Alex Tanney, and that Jason Campbell sounds like he has a good chance to start this game against the New England Patriots, which is good news for the Cleveland Browns.
I think it would be great news. And again, no offense to Caleb Haney, no offense to Alex Tanney, but neither would be the guy that you want to put on the field as your starting quarterback. I'm sorry, as your starting quarterback, if you have an option like Jason Campbell available, he is, of course, recovering from that concussion. And as you said, this is like a next step to hopefully having him out there on Sunday. That's Tom Brady and the Patriots you're lining up against, and you'd like to have the fighting chance. You'd like to have the guy who did have a little bit of success in his time as a starter for the Browns. And now we'll see, hopefully, if that can come true. You talk to the coaching staff, Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner. Look, they know the shortcomings. They know that it's a Band-Aid at best, taking a Caleb Haney, despite his five seasons, but he's only made 4 starts. And he's just not a guy that you want to cram course your way into a starting lineup. I'm sorry, you can't do that.
No, especially not against Bill Belichick, especially not against a 9-3 New England Patriots team in Foxborough. It's a tough situation for any quarterback in the National Football League, let alone a guy that either just signed with the team this week and will be learning on the fly, or Alex Tanney, who's never started a game in the NFL. So Jason Campbell, well, it doesn't change my opinion on who ultimately is going to win this game.
Right.
It certainly means that I think it has the potential to be more enjoyable to watch as a fan of the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly. Well put, for sure. By the way, Kevin Mack is out here with me at this Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights, 6600 Pearl Road. Kevin will be here the whole time, ready to sign some autographs, to interact with fans. Come on by and say hi to Kevin. We're very lucky because Kevin's in our facility, of course, each day. We're always kind of crossing paths. He does great work with alumni relations, and that's one of the topics I want to talk with him about, because it's really a big deal to embrace your history, your past with your team. And Kevin Mack, about as well as anyone can, keeps the Browns connected with their former players, and he's the conduit. He's the guy they go to to kind of, you know, get some answers, find out what's going on, and get involved with different events that go on. And there's always something happening, and Kevin is a great, great resource. Of course, one of the former outstanding players for this football team and a class individual. So you're going to hear from him on this show as we go along as well. And we want to hear from you. Always the barks from the Dog Pound, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Definitely want to get your takes from the Dog Pound and tweet us at Browns underscore daily, at Browns underscore daily, or at VICCARUCCI, or at NATHANZEGURA. Another big topic we've got to deal with on the show, and we hope some listeners will help us with this because they're trying, Nathan, and that is getting you a nickname, because you hit it out of the park, according to so many people that I've heard from, by naming me or giving me the name Notorious VIC, and it's caught on within the organization. It's caught on within Northeast Ohio. I thought it was something right. We'd laugh off and it would fade after a day or so.
Were you hoping that was going to be the case?
No, not at all. I was totally embracing of it, especially as my kids told me that, Dad, this actually makes you sound reasonably cool. And when I hear that, anything. Because
you'll take it.
It's a stretch for me to even come into the neighborhood of coolness. But that apparently happened with that. So this is what we've got. We got a suggestion. And I understand that this name also emanates from the rap genre of music. And that, just the fact that I referred to it as rap genre should tell everybody where I'm coming from. And we're going to call you not Nate the Great. We're going to call you Master Z.
So play on Master P, Master Z. I'll take that.
Does that work?
Megan rocks it too. Megan Rock, what do you think about Master Z?
Master Z is so much better than Nate the Great.
You like that?
I'm not a Nate the Great fan.
So Megan, you approve of Master Z?
I do. We can do better. We can definitely
do better.
We can
even do better than
that. I'm going to actually send out a tweet right now to all our followers. I'm going to get them to kind of chime in and help us out a little bit. But
yes,
Master Z, we're on the right track.
We're on the right track. Okay,
because you're not marrying Master Z, you're saying, but
we're on the right track. It's better than Nate the Great. No offense. I mean, you're great, but
we're cooking with gas now, is what you're saying.
You're great, but
there's a but, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go along with whatever my partner there feels comfortable with too, because I think it does have that synergy. With Notorious,
you know,
we're kind of like
no
working, and I think we can have some fun with that. And yes, the more feedback we get from our listeners, from our tweeters,
the better,
because
we
want to make this kind of a community thing for sure.
Of course, absolutely, absolutely, we do.
All right, so now here's the other topic that we need to get into, and that is with regard to preparing for this game against the Patriots. You know, as much as we think of this, it is going to be climbing a mountain and a half to try to have anything approaching success, I think. Let's be honest, let's be realistic, and I know we are about that. But that all said, I wrote about this for ClevelandBrowns.com, if you're going to try to construct even an unlikely path to victory, that path would have to obviously focus on a pass rush. And I had a chance yesterday to talk with Barkevious Mingo. He was a guest on our Browns preview show that I co-host with Michael Regai on Wednesday nights during the regular season. And Nathan, you know, one of the things he talked about was the emphasis that this team placed on getting improvement in the pass rush leading up to the Jacksonville game. He felt that there was some level of breakthrough, at least not only with himself, but with the particularly with the outside linebacker group in the coaching work that was done by Brian Baker to kind of get everybody more focused on what they need to do to put more pressure on the quarterback. Are you buying that maybe this is as much an attitude thing, an edge thing, as it is a football technical thing?
I think it's a combination of both. It's also a combination of teams looking at the Cleveland Browns defense and saying, listen, we don't need to sit back there and drop back and take these long reads, because there are advantages that teams have clearly identified against the Browns, either with a number two receiver, with a tight end against a linebacker or safety, or a running back out of the backfield that allows them to get the ball out quickly. We saw Chad Henne do it last week. Roethlisberger did it 2 weeks ago. That's why there are two sacks in those games. And Tom Brady's a guy who does that about as well as anybody in terms of getting the ball out. So I think the challenge is schematically, yes, that's part of it. I think technique is a big part of it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you have got to be able to get to the quarterback quickly. Right. And the straightest way to do that is obviously right up the middle, and it's going to be even tougher now. Desmond Bryant, we know, placed on the non-football injury reserve list. He is done for the season. He will be having surgery to repair an irregular heartbeat. He had been one of the better interior pass rushers for this team this season, so that makes it even tougher. Tom Brady is getting the ball out on average 2.43 seconds. That is the fifth fastest in the National Football League this year. So that makes it a little more daunting. And interestingly enough, it was Chad Henne who they played last week is at 2.33, tied for the best, which is Peyton Manning. And then after that, Ben Roethlisberger also in the top 10 at 2.44. So when you have quarterbacks getting the ball out, you have to get creative and find ways to get there quicker. And I think losing Desmond Bryant is a big loss for that to that end coming up the middle.
It is a big loss. And by the way, we should talk about what he's dealing with. It's an irregular heartbeat. Now, the procedure, and I talked with the Browns medical staff about this, the procedure basically involves this. It is an in-and-out thing, described as an outpatient type of thing, that he doesn't have to have like a long hospital stay to do this. And again, I'm relaying. I'm not speaking with any level of medical expertise. I won't even pretend, but I'm just working from my notes. And the notes are that the cause of an irregular heartbeat, at least in his case, and I don't know if this is true always the case, so I'm just going to stick to what is Desmond Bryant's situation according to the medical staff, and that is you have a bundle of nerves that are apparently impacting the heartbeat in the vicinity, I guess, of the heart. That would probably be a wild guess there, but I think that's probably right. So a bundle of nerves, and I guess in that context, you have the cause. The cure is surgically, they go into that area of the bundle of nerves and cauterize them. They get them basically, make them one. So Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has had this procedure. Dave,
yeah, it's called a cardiac ablation. I've had an irregular heartbeat for a long time, and like Desmond, they tried to take care of mine with medication, but that, you know, if it comes back, it causes atrial fibrillation, which is a condition that could lead to heart failure. So what they do is basically it's like if you think of like a catheter, they'll stick the catheter and run it into your heart.
Right.
And like I said, cauterize it basically with like an electromagnetic. They basically just shoot away the damaged area, and you're home the next day.
That is correct from the in and out aspect,
yes,
of it.
Yes.
And he was the other thing I had on my notes here is about a 2 month period of really doing kind of nothing, relaxing. Mm-hmm. You know, he wouldn't be doing any,
yes,
obviously football level training for a couple of months.
Yeah, it takes you a little bit to recover, but it's amazing, guys. You know how much the technology is evolved, and it's a very, you know, it's going to take a couple of hours. Because I mean, what you're describing, Vic, is a cardiac ablation.
Okay.
But it's one of those things. I mean, Desmond, I think they expect him to make a full recovery, and right. I expect him to. I had the procedure 3.5 years ago, and I've not had a regular heartbeat since.
It's a good thing.
That is a very, very good thing. Yeah. And Desmond Bryant is a guy who's come into this Cleveland Browns team, signed a big free agent deal in the offseason, played very, very well, was dominant certainly in the early stretch of the season. And head coach Rob Chudzinski talked about the loss of Desmond Bryant.
Been playing at a high level for us, and certainly right now the most important thing is for him to get that taken care of and be ready to go. We're expecting a full recovery.
Expecting a full recovery, which is exactly what I heard from the medical staff as well. By the way, Dino, since you had that surgery, though, mm-hmm, do you feel that you could sack a quarterback in the NFL?
I you know what, like Desmond, it may have taken me a few weeks or a few months, but yes, now I feel like I could sack a quarterback.
All right, so that's a good – see, there is a bonus to this thing.
Absolutely.
Right. Trying to make a little light of this. But, no, I agree that, it would be – we look long-term now – and see what Desmond Bryant can mean and continue to mean to this defense. I have no clue if his health status, which this came up once before this year.
Right.
It came up while he was with Oakland. If it impacted Nathan, held him back in any way from being a more productive guy, because a more productive guy in the mid to latter part of the season, because early on he was looking pretty dominant.
I totally think so, because when you look at his stats, as you pointed out early in the year, he was getting a sack every game, at least half a sack every game. And then he had that issue in the middle of a game. I can't remember exactly which week it was, but he had the issue in the middle of a game, came out, and his performance, while still very strong since that point, was not on the level that it was early in the season. So, yes, I think that could have played a factor, and it's great to know that this is something he can come back with. Dino has come back from it, and that he will be fine going forward. Obviously, taking care of his health is the most important thing here for the Cleveland Browns. A great football player, a guy who will be with this team for a long time, and to know that he will be able to make a full recovery is good. And Ray Horton, the defensive coordinator, spoke with the media today, and one of the things he touched on was, of course, Desmond Bryant.
Well, first of all, you know, you want players to be healthy, and we're taking care of that step for him. And I keep going back, I'll use the same things probably as long as I'm here, as long as we have the same type players, that depth is very important in this league. And you can look around the league, and if you lose a top player, i.e. a quarterback, it's hard in this league. If you have quality depth, as some teams have, for us, I think we just keep going, and I believe that we won't miss a beat. Is he a good player? Is he one of our better players? Yes, he is. But I also have trust and faith and belief that the guys behind him, who are really just starters in waiting, it's their time now.
See, and that's exactly the kind of thing, of course, you're going to expect a coach to say, but I do like the idea that he, as a coordinator, can make the convincing case that there are people behind him on this football club, Armani Bryant being another guy to look at, Billy Winn.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the line itself, the one area of this team that had something that we could define as reasonably good depth is the D-line.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Now Billy Winn, I think, will get an opportunity to start and play more. I also think we'll see more of John Hughes, who I think has played pretty well of late, especially the last couple of weeks. I thought that he's played well. So this is a team with some defensive players that are playing well. And if you were to go, believe it or not, to Pro Football Focus and take a look at the defensive rankings, the number one rated defensive lineman on the Browns right now is John Hughes. He's played very, very well. And like I said, the last couple of weeks, you've seen that even more and more, I think. And I have a feeling that he's a guy who's going to get an opportunity to step up here and play some more with the injury to Desmond Bryant.
216-578-0850, the number to call and get aboard with us. We want your barks from the pound. We want your tweets at Browns_daily. Want to hear from you. And you'll also hear from us, me, from the Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights, 6600 Pearl Road. Come on out and say hello. Kevin Mack is here, going to sign some autographs, post for pictures, whatever you want to do. Talk some ball. Just come out and talk some football with us. That's what we're here for at Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura in our studio in Berea. And we have got much more coming up the roundtable at the bottom of this hour. Doug Deacon and Jim Donovan joining us from the studios in Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. 'Cause here comes that familiar feeling.